First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that for you, as you know, I'm the pastor, but with you, I'm a follower of Christ. We are here because we are invited to walk together. This is the vision that I have about the church. All of us walking together with our specific mission in our church. But when I was here, and the book of the gospel on the altar reminds me a professor that I had when I was in my seminary. It is interesting because, as a kind of joke, he used to say, the Bible, the Word of God, should be placed in a kind of monstrance, because in each Mass we receive the body of Christ and the Word of Christ, and both of them are Christ himself, because Christ is the Word of God, and because from the altar we receive the body of Christ. But today, the gospel invites us to explore the profound interconnection between holiness, loss, and love. As we know, norms, rituals, and traditions hold an essential place in our faith. They help us live in deeper union with God, remember His works, and express our devotion, forming the framework of our faith and spiritual life. Laws, norms, rituals, and traditions are the framework of our faith and spiritual life. Laws and norms are given to us by God as guides, as frameworks within which we live our faith. They serve to order our lives, to create spaces where we can encounter the divine, and to remind us of our sacred duties. These guidelines are deeply rooted in our relationship with God and with one another. However, if we focus only on external practices, we risk losing sight of their deeper purpose. Our faith could turn into a checklist of actions rather than a dynamic and meaningful relationship with God. Jesus, in today's gospel, is not dismissing the importance of rituals and laws, but he is teaching us that the intentions behind our actions are what truly matter. It is possible to follow all the norms of faith and yet remain distant from God if our hearts are not aligned with Him. Jesus shifts the focus from external sources of impurity to what resides within us. This teaching invites us to look deeper into our lives. We are called to examine what fills our hearts. When anger, envy, or pride start to grow within us, or when greed, malice, or deceit begin to take root we must recognize their presence. These destructive emotions and attitudes can quietly shape our actions and distance us from the path of righteousness. These are the things that defile us, that separate us from God, and that we must strive to overcome with His grace. Jesus challenges us to look beyond simply following rules and focus on what truly matters, the state of our hearts. If we look at the scripture, we see that the heart is often seen as the center of a person's being, the place where thoughts, intentions, and desires originate. Jesus is telling us that what truly matters is how Christ is united with us, beginning in our hearts. If our inner life is marked by love, kindness, and humility, then our actions will naturally reflect those virtues. But if our hearts are filled with selfishness, bitterness, and pride, then those negative qualities will manifest in our actions, defiling us from within. This is a call to the conversion of our hearts, aligning the core of our being with our faith, a transformation that goes beyond simply conforming to laws and regulations. It is a call to allow God to cleanse our hearts, to remove anything that is not of Him, and to fill us with His love and grace. In this Gospel of Mark, Jesus presents a catalog of sins, a list of vices that come from within and defile a person: evil thoughts, immorality, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, envy, slander, arrogance. These are not just external actions, but expression of what is already in the heart. Our challenge as disciples of Christ is to confront these inner sins and to seek God's help in cleansing our hearts. However, we cannot do this alone. It is only by the grace of God, through the sacraments, prayers, and a sincere desire to grow in holiness. We come to understand that aligning loss with love helps us overcome the negative tendencies and leads us to a deeper union with Christ, which is the essence of holiness. In other words, the formula is simple: loss plus love and grace equals holiness. Loss plus love and grace equals holiness. Because Jesus is the fulfillment or perfection of the law. Jesus calls us to a higher standard of our Christian life, not just in our actions, but in the very thoughts and desires that guide those actions. We cannot conform to this world and become comfortable with the negative aspects that reside within us. True discipleship, then, is not just about laws and norms. It is also about cultivating a heart that seeks God, loves as He loves, forgives as He forgives, and desires to live aligned and guided by His divine will. It is about being transformed from the inside out, allowing the Holy Spirit to renew our hearts and minds so that our whole lives will reflect the love and mercy of God. This is the spirituality that Jesus calls us to live. A spirituality that goes beyond the surface and penetrates to the core of who we are. It is not enough to look good on the outside if our hearts are far from God. True discipleship is about allowing God to transform us and to make us new. As we conclude our reflection on the relationship between holiness, laws, and love, we are reminded that the laws given to us by God are rooted in divine wisdom, are designed to lead us toward holiness. However, holiness is not achieved simply by following rules. It is the fruit of a heart that has been touched and transformed by God's love. An example about this relationship between love and laws and holiness. For example, as we know, there is a commandment that says we must attend Mass on Sundays. However, we can go to the church not because it is an obligation, but because we are attracted to Christ. We long for Him. We need His grace. In this way, the Sunday obligation becomes a sign not of a simple compliance with laws, but of a deeper love and commitment that elevates our Christian life. Based on these spiritual thoughts, I hope we can say, I'm here at St. Peter's Church for Mass, not just because it is a commandment or a law, but because there is love in my heart, a love that comes from God and attracts me to Him. It is not because there is a law that we are here. It is because there is a love, a so special love and grace present in our lives. And may God bless all of us. Amen.